In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Hello, Joshua.
Welcome.
Hello.
Did you know this is supposed to be fun? That there's nothing serious going on here? The only thing that's important is the pleasure in the moment. In this moment, everything is right. Everything is good. Everything is spectacular. The colors, the taste, the smell, the feel, the people that you're with, the things you're interested in, what you're doing in your life. It's the only thing that matters. And can you make it fun? Can you make it exciting? Can you be alive in this moment? Can you forget the past and not worry about the future? Can you be present to see just how spectacular everything is? You know, you all wanted very much to be here. You all figured out a way to get here. You all did whatever you had to do to be here now. You made choices. You made intentions prior to your birth. You found the family. You found the parents. You found the siblings. You found the friends. You found the lovers. You found the enemies that allow you to see who you're being and what your fears are. All of this is meant to be an exciting and exhilarating and fun and easygoing and happy journey of self-discovery. Nothing has to be intense. Nothing has to be done in suffering. Nothing has to be effort or struggled. You're here not to prove anything. You do not have to conform to any sort of standards or ideals. You're good as you are. You're perfect as you are. You're worthy to do whatever you're inspired to do. There is nothing you have to do. There's nothing that you have to get done. You're doing it all right now. In this moment is the culmination of all your life experience. It's led you here. This interest has guided you here. You're here now. You're on the precipice of a wonderful future. That wonderful future cannot be controlled, cannot be efforted, cannot be dictated by your current perspective, because that perspective is limited and you will expand through each and every experience. What you are receiving in the form of inspiration right now, or what you're receiving in the form of thoughts, or what you want to do, or the desires that you have, that's all in the present moment. And if it's time to act on any of those ideas or inspiration, you'll know in the moment. It'll always be in the moment. If the inspiration is coming, you can do what you're inspired to do. You can take some action. If it's not coming, there's nothing to do. There's nothing you have to do. Try to feel good as much as you can, of course. Do what you think you need to get done, sure. But don't effort and struggle to make things happen faster than they need to happen. Do you know there's a divine timing with all things? That what's going on in your reality is this elaborate scheme to get you everything you want. And you can either play in that scheme as a cooperative component, or you can resist what's going on because you think it should be different than it is. It's actually all perfect. It's actually coming together perfectly. You found your way here. You are ready. There is nothing you cannot be, have, or do. Think about being in the moment, feeling as good as you can, and maybe inspiration will come. And if you're inspired to do something, it's for you and you are ready. You do not have to be different than you are. You are perfect as you are to act on anything that comes to you. Think about how much fun it'll be to discover the true version of you, to discover the source self version of you. Think about how exhilarating and fun that is. Imagine yourself with a bit more confidence. Imagine yourself as absolutely able and capable of doing anything you're inspired to do. Imagine that this entire reality is formed for your soul benefit, that you are the center of it all, the center of your universe. And everything else that revolves around you is simply a satellite allowing you to see how you're being, what you're doing, and what you're believing. If you are being source, if you are being confident, or if you are having faith, then you are doing everything you need to do. If you're feeling a bit of fear, well, you can process those limiting beliefs that cause the fear. That's nothing to you. That's easy for you now. Because if you process a limiting belief, fantastic. The fear will lessen. And if you choose not to process a limiting belief, that's fine too, because there is nowhere else you need to be. You need not control anything, especially yourself. You need to do whatever feels good. And if you feel like not doing anything, then that's fine. And if you feel like you should be efforting and struggling, and so you effort and struggle, that's fine too. As long as you're aware that the effort and struggle is based on limitations that are self-imposed based on your set of beliefs. Those beliefs are important because they have led you on a trajectory from the day you were born to where you are now. They've created who you think you are, and it's led you perfectly to this moment in time. This moment in time is the beginning of the next phase of your evolution, your expansion as a source being, discovering who they truly are. So have fun with it all. Nothing serious is going on. It's all meant to be pleasurable. And your perspective indicates your level of willingness to go along with the joy and fun that's happening in your reality or to resist it. It's all fine. It'll all work out in the end. With that, we would like to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Joshua, I have, I've had this like feeling lately, and it seems so like real that I'm going to be coming into a large sum of money. Like I can see myself like paying off my home, paying off my Tahoe, giving that to my son and daughter, daughter-in-law. And I don't know. It's just, it's just so real.
And doesn't this feeling resonate with who you truly are? And wouldn't this be obvious if you were living as source in this physical reality? Wouldn't it be obvious that you'd have the financial abundance that resonates with source, the creator of the universe, and that a few million dollars would be nothing to source itself? And doesn't that align perfectly with who you truly are?
Yes, it does. Like I'm in a different place now, and it just seems like it's all good. Like it's just natural. But then I'm like, okay, so am I supposed to go buy a lottery ticket, or is that trying to control the conditions? Because I don't know where this money is coming from. But like you said, don't effort and struggle or try to control. So I guess just have fun with it.
Have fun with the feeling. Is the feeling pleasurable?
Yes.
And
exciting.
Does it matter if the money comes? If you're enjoying the feeling of the absolute abundance that is your birthright in the moment?
Right.
And do you need proof to continue feeling the pleasure of this feeling of abundance?
No.
And if you won the lottery and won $5 million, would you feel different than you feel now?
No, because I already picture myself sending out cashier's checks and wires, paying everything off, and I'm buying my diesel pusher.
Excellent. And so if it can come to you, and if it's natural to come to you, and you are feeling it now, when the money comes, here's how you feel. You will feel, that makes sense. That allows me to do what I feel I want to do. That allows me to engage in this feeling even more. It wouldn't be absolute thrilling excitement that it came. It would be, that makes sense. That exactly makes sense to how I feel. And instead of how you might have approached life in the past, saying, this windfall makes me feel good, you are now saying, I feel abundant, and therefore, when the abundance comes, it's just natural. Now, you can take this to another level. And you can say, well, I'm feeling this way and things should manifest. And how come they're not manifesting yet? And what do you think the reason for that disconnect in your realized reality compared to how you're feeling is? Why would you need the money to come to support how you're already feeling now? That would be the old approach to life of the conditions making you feel something rather than cultivating that feeling, which you have done perfectly, and allowing whatever takes place. So the abundance financially is a source of freedom. And do you need the money to feel free?
No.
And if you had the money but didn't feel free, could the money make you free?
No, because you have to feel it first.
If you felt limited and then had a windfall of money, well, maybe initially you would imagine that now you're free because now with before spending any of the money, you say, the money allows me to feel free. And then you start to spend the money and spend the money and spend the money and do things to fix conditions and do things to make yourself feel even more free or try to reach for a deeper feeling of freedom. And then the money disappears or there's some issue with the money and then you feel even more trapped. So if you manifest something, and you certainly can do this, because you have this desire of lack, and you may have a lack of freedom, this feeling of the lack of freedom, so you manifest a windfall of money, and initially you might perceive that this is proof of your freedom, and yet as you are acting on urges to change conditions, something happens with the money, and now you feel even less free, or more attached or trapped by the money itself. And you can look at very, very, very many people who have done this very thing. They have created vast fortunes, and those fortunes, based on how they have manipulated the money to create conditions, have caused them to feel even more trapped.
Yeah.
If you can understand your freedom now, then whatever you need to explore that idea of freedom will come. But try not to hold any attachments to what that means. Try not to effort your way to this idea of what you're feeling. Allow yourself to live in this feeling and milk that feeling and feel it now and feel that you don't need to pay off the house. You don't need to pay off the car in order to feel free. You don't need to give away the car in order to feel free and abundant. You can feel that feeling and then allow new ideas to come. And so those new ideas might not resonate with the version of you that exists right now. The new ideas might be to try something else, meet this person, have this conversation, research this idea, invest what you have now in this idea. Think about that your abundance is not tied to the money in the bank now. That the abundance is in that vortex ready for you when you are moving past the limiting beliefs and fears that cause you to not spend the money now. If you had $5 million in the bank, you wouldn't care how much lunch cost. You wouldn't care about the mortgage payment. You wouldn't care about all these things. Even the desire to pay off the mortgage is based on this feeling of lack. You say, if I didn't have a mortgage payment, well, there's an extra couple hundred dollars a month or a few thousand dollars a month without this mortgage. And therefore, I would be more abundant in a physical term. Do you see the physical term, the belief that if you no longer had a mortgage or car payment, well, now you wouldn't have to worry about coming up with the money to pay that. But if you had $5 million in the bank, that would never be a concern. In fact, if you had $5 million in the bank, it might be wise to have a mortgage, you see. It's something you wouldn't even consider unless you had the money in the bank. Because from your perspective of not having the money in the bank, you're operating from a more lack based stance. And so don't worry about where the money goes. Don't worry about when it comes in. Think about the journey to take you from this feeling, the initial stages of feeling abundance, to the manifestation of more feelings of abundance. You won't feel more abundant when you have the windfall and pay off the mortgage than you do now. It won't change anything. It won't change a thing except that your beliefs will change. And so if you had $5 million in the bank now, you would have a different set of beliefs. But if your approach to life was still in control and fear, then you would never get to those feelings that you intended to feel. Now, this is important for you to understand, because as a spiritual leader and teacher, what you're able to teach is coming from this idea that here you are, rather successful, living in America, having a house, having a car, but still feel lack and limitation instead of abundance and freedom. You cultivate the idea and feeling of abundance internally, and then you receive inspiration that will move you along a path to the manifestation of these true feelings of abundance. This is how it's done. This is how the law of attraction works. This is completely aligned with who you are. And then you arrive to a realization that you are never in lack at any point in your life ever, not for one moment. You are always abundant, but now you have a new perspective. And so now it makes more sense. What's possible for you? And as you reach this new idea and this new level of awareness, this new confidence, this new ability to act on inspiration, you become a beacon of light and an example for others to follow. And this is what you want, not the abundance, not the freedom, the clarity that comes with cultivating those emotions first, those feelings first.
Perfect. And I am so clear that it's coming my way. My train is coming. So thank you.
And so now, if you have the inspiration to invest in something that you would not have invested in before, are you able to push past the fear to do that? This will be a test. This will be a little experiment. The universe will say, she has altered her set of beliefs around abundance. In order for her to move to another level, she will have to receive inspiration and act on that inspiration. That inspiration might lead right into a manifestation event, right into the loss of an investment. And how you react to that loss will signal to the universe your approach to life. Are you willing to say that the loss of this $10,000 in this investment is perfectly okay with you, and that it doesn't mean anything about your ability to attract abundance? It has to do with your belief system around loss. And if you can modify that belief system around loss, well, now you're on a new level of abundance, because an abundant person doesn't view loss the way that a person who's focused on lack does. You see?
Very good.
And so the universe will have you lose a little here? Have you lose a little here? Have you misplaced a little here? Have you wasted a little money here? Have you possibly swindled or taken advantage of over here? And you'll have to say, my abundance does not rely on any of these things. I am absolutely abundant. My abundance is 100% related to my vibration. And as I vibrate abundance financially, then I will be taken on a journey of self-discovery, discovering who I truly am as an abundant being, and understand abundance in all levels of my life, not just financial. Time, relationships, fun, enjoyable moments, exciting things, new experiences, and new belief-altering events. You want an abundance of an emotion, abundance of manifestation events, an abundance of experiences, abundance of helpful people, an abundance of beautiful relationships, an abundance of time, and naturally an abundance of money. Abundance does not mean money. Abundance means you have the ability to do whatever you are exploring. And so choose your exploration wisely. And as you walk into that exploration with the faith that you'll receive everything you need when you need it. Everything you need will come. But if you don't need it, it won't come. And so why would you need abundance in the exploration that you're doing right now?
Well, and I just received $18,000 that I had no idea that I had even coming, and I wasn't worried about anything. And then it was like, holy shit. So I don't know. It's just crazy. It's a good crazy. It's a fun crazy.
Can you identify the aspect of physical reality that you're exploring right now?
Yes.
What are you exploring?
Just learning to live in the now and really not worrying about the past is done. Don't have any control over the future. And all I have is this very moment right now.
And
I have the choice.
In that exploration of, for the first time, really understanding the power in the moment, the beauty in the moment, the absolute reality of the moment, and the illusion of the past and the future, living in, we'll say, today. What are you focused on today? What are you enjoying today? How are you being today? Are you being powerful today? The exploration of living in this single day, knowing that tomorrow will take care of itself based on how you live today. That exploration will bring forth whatever you need to live abundantly today. And then tomorrow you live a new day from a new perspective, gained through all the experiences of today. And then tomorrow you'll be ready for another day. And how will you live in that day? And what will you do when you're inspired in that day? And where is this leading you? Well, it's leading you to the life you intended to live. You intended to live an absolutely abundant life, abundant in all the experiences that you need to explore who you truly are. So who are you truly? You are truly a limitless, a magnificent being of pure positive love and acceptance. You are truly a beacon of light. You are truly an example of abundance to others. So in order to explore what it's like to be an example of abundance to others, will you need to have a massive bank account? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you won't need to have all these things you need. Maybe you will. Maybe that will come with it. But you need not be attached to any of it, because as you live in your soul's purpose, understanding all is well now, that will take care of itself. And the only thing you'll ever have to do is notice your negative emotion, notice your limiting beliefs, process those limiting beliefs, and act on whatever inspiration that comes to you, having faith that it doesn't mean anything. It's simply a new experience that leads to new levels of expansion as you perfectly intended, expanding in joy, not in suffering. Perfect. And so milk all these feelings, milk the feeling of freedom, milk the feeling of appreciation, milk the feeling of gratitude, milk the feeling of love. Express your love to yourself primarily, to all others, and to the conditions. In that, all these feelings that you intend to feel will come flooding forth, because guess what? They were there all the time. This feeling of abundance was with you the day you were born. That's exactly how you felt that day. That's how you felt at 2 weeks old. That's how you felt until you adopted some beliefs that you were not abundant, that you could not get everything you wanted, that the other people controlled your life, that you had to effort and struggle to be appreciated or to be seen as good or to receive love from others. None of that is true anymore. And so now you can just exist in the state of love and acceptance, realizing you are abundant by birthright. And
perfect.
You are worthy
Thank
of
you.
It all. Excellent.
Thanks. Thank you.
Who's next?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
Oh, was there somebody else who wanted to ask? Okay. So I kind of want to piggyback on a concept that you guys were just talking about with the what we're exploring. Sometimes I feel like that's a little bit abstract for me. So can you elaborate on that? How do I know in this moment what I'm exploring?
Your exploration is either abundance or lack, is either limitlessness or limitation, is either who you truly are or who you're not. And how you're feeling will indicate where you are in that exploration. So if you're feeling negative emotion, you're exploring who you're not. If you're feeling lack, you're experiencing an abundance of the lack of whatever it is you think you're experiencing lack on. If you're having faith that everything's working out, if you're feeling good, you're exploring who you truly are. Now, most people don't understand that this is a conscious choice. You get to choose it in all moments. And so if you're feeling negative emotion, you must know that you're choosing to explore lack, limitation, or who you are not, the inauthentic version of you. You're choosing to perceive that you are a victim rather than the creator of your reality. The victim is who you are not. Nothing bad can happen to you. Nothing wrong can happen. It only can be seen as wrong from a limited perspective. From the limited perspective, that's who you are not truly. You are truly as you exist in the non-physical, looking at everything from the higher perspective. So when you're feeling good, it means you're looking at your life and yourself from the higher perspective. That's aligned with who you truly are. So as you're choosing now what you're exploring, you're either going to choose to explore who you truly are. You're either going to choose the new approach to life as the creator of your reality. You are going to choose a perspective on some manifestation event that happens. You will either choose that this manifestation should not have happened and it is wrong, and thus you're choosing to explore life as a victimhood, as a victim, or you're choosing to see the manifestation event, even though you felt negative emotion, from the higher perspective, and understanding that that event was perfect because it points out a limiting belief. And in the process of processing limiting beliefs, you are exploring who you truly are. So who are you choosing to explore? The unworthy version of you or the absolutely worthy version of you?
Well, lately I've been exploring a bit of the unworthy version of me.
Well, actually you're exploring the worthy version of you. And you're uncovering limiting beliefs that cause you to perceive yourself as unworthy, you see. Mm. So it is the exploration of who you truly are, the worthy version of you. And in order to explore that worthy version of you, you'll have to uncover limiting beliefs about your worthiness. Now, in those manifestation events, are you perceiving that you are doing things wrong? Or bad
sometimes
things are happening?
Sometimes.
And are you allowing yourself to believe it? Or are you saying this is a limiting belief?
And I do say it's a limiting belief, yeah.
Then you are exploring who you truly are. And this is part of your exploration. And you want all these events to happen. Do you have a specific event you want to talk about?
Not a specific event necessarily, but just sort of like I find that I am I'll have a manifestation event and then I'll say, yeah, it's a limiting belief, but then I'm like not really processing it and just sort of like sitting in it,
letting it linger, succumbing to it, and approaching it the way you might have approached other limiting beliefs in the past.
Right.
From a point of view of a victim. A victim who says, these things are beyond my control, these things should not happen. I wish they were different than they were. Mm-hmm. Well, you get to choose when you want to process these beliefs, and there is no wrong in any of it.
Okay.
If you were not exploring who you truly are, you would not be having these manifestation events.
Right, and I think like the feeling that comes up when I don't process it is like, well, you should be processing it, and you know, then the whole like, then there's like another layer of worthiness that comes in that way.
Exactly. Because you are now judging yourself from a perspective of a victim.
Right.
As a victim, I wish I was different than I am. I should be different than I am. I'm not doing it right. And in not doing it right, I'm not controlling my reality. But there is no control to this reality. There's no control of yourself. Cannot work because that's based in fear. No control of the conditions. It cannot work because that's based in fear. No controlling other people. It cannot work. It's based in fear. It can only work from the absolute acceptance. Ah, I had a manifestation event. Ah, I'm feeling negative emotion. Ah, I'm not really doing anything about it. Ah, I'm lingering in it. It's all well and good. It's all right. Tomorrow, you'll think about it differently. So leave your today alone, dwell in it if you may, but you know more than 99.99999% of the population. You have to realize that you found your way here, that there are no accidents because you are not a victim. You are the creator. And you created your way to this information. And you created the amount of knowledge that exists within you now. And so there's some programming in there and there's a bit of time, but give yourself time. Have a little patience. Have a little faith. Understand that as source, you came in to forget that you're source, because if you remembered you were source from the whole way through without being able to adopt any limiting beliefs, there'd be no purpose of this journey of self-discovery, because you would come in knowing who you are, not be fooled by anyone's opinion of you, and thus no way to expand and nothing more to discover. You very much wanted to be here. You are an amazing explorer of physical reality. You are just at the beginning stages of learning how this all works. You are open to these ideas. Your beliefs are malleable. You're seeing things from new perspectives. You're doing far better than you think you are. And there's just a bit of fear and limiting beliefs there that prevent you from really being who you truly are and acting on the inspiration that's coming, or even recognizing the inspiration, because you have to clear up some wobbles and some limiting beliefs. And that's easily done. And let's say it takes 3 years. Well, it takes 4 years to go through college and you don't process a lot of limiting beliefs there. This transformation over these 3 years will be the thing that you're going to want to talk about later on, will be the thing that attracts other people who went through this exact same thing. You don't want it to be over quickly. You want to go with the flow of how it is working. You want to understand the journey. The journey is the important part. Getting to the end of it, it's just going to be another journey. Enjoy this journey and be okay with how you're doing, because no one is doing better than you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Stephen.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not doing okay, and I fucking hate it. And I'm mad at myself because I'm supposed to be this spiritual teacher and leader. I don't know if you can even hear me because I seem to have frozen screen. It's around, and I know what it's about. I'm willing to talk about it. It's around a relationship that I'm just in a swirl. My whole system is in overload about not knowing how to deal with this. And so I'm mad at myself. I don't like feeling this way, and I haven't processed it. And here's another thing that's bothering me. So I'm just sort of trying to, as concise as I can, unload this big swirling mess, is that when I listen to Abraham, who's another respected teacher, they're kind of like, when you get into, it sounds like a manifestation event, take your attention off of it and go over there. And the teaching now is process it. Their thing is you'll never be able to process it. So just leave it alone, go over here. And so I'm also waffling between, how do I proceed in this situation? Do I ignore it when I just can't ignore it, or do I process it? And anyway, I'm a mess and I don't like it.
So one teachings would say, if it's upsetting to you, change your thoughts. Mm-hmm. But if you can't change your thoughts, that's not going to work. Our teaching says if it's upsetting you, process your beliefs. But if you can't process your beliefs in the moment, then that's not going to work either. Mm. So let's take a higher perspective. You said you're not doing well. Mm-hmm. Are you breathing?
I don't feel well.
Are you breathing?
Yes.
Are you alive in this moment?
Yes, not enjoying it, but I am.
Do you have enough light and air?
No.
Are you comfortable?
Relatively.
Are you in pain physically?
No.
Are you in pain emotionally?
Yes.
What is that pain telling you?
That there's something I need to look at, basically.
That you're choosing a limited perspective.
Yeah.
And that from the higher perspective, you could not feel pain.
Right.
Are any of these people who are on this call in emotional pain that you're in right now. Are they looking at you? You're looking at you from a perspective that causes you emotional pain. They're looking at you from another perspective. Are they feeling the pain that you're feeling as they look at you?
I have no idea.
Do you think that they are feeling about you the way that you're feeling about you and your situation?
No, they might be relating, but they are not me. So,
and they're not feeling that negative emotion that you're feeling because they're looking at you from a higher perspective. From their perspective, nothing's going wrong. Now, they don't have all the details, of course, but even if they had the details, because they're not you, they wouldn't feel negative emotion. They might feel a little empathy or sympathy, but they wouldn't feel the negative emotion that you're going through. Mm-hmm. Now, your inner self is not feeling like anything is wrong.
Right.
So your negative emotion is the indication that your perspective is completely opposite of your inner self's perspective. Had you ever had a something within a relationship in your past that caused you to feel negative emotion?
Yes.
Now, if you look at that event 20 years ago, 30 years ago, are you feeling negative emotion about that event?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes it comes
up. Are you feeling negative emotion right now about that event you're looking at?
No.
Because your perspective is higher. You have more information. You know right. that relationship led to another relationship, led to this, led to this, led to this, led to where you are now.
Yeah.
Now, let's imagine you had a breakup 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And you felt negative emotion that first day.
Yeah.
And then you felt a little less negative emotion the next day, and a little less, and a little less, and a little less, until you felt no negative emotion. Mm-hmm. In fact, maybe when you met someone new, the negative emotion was totally gone. Mm-hmm. Why would the negative emotion of a past breakup be gone when you meet someone new?
Because you're focused on something else.
And your perspective is absolutely different. In fact, if you had that relationship, you wouldn't allow yourself to meet anyone new.
Say that again?
If you had the older relationship where you broke up,
yes,
you wouldn't allow yourself to meet someone new because you would be tied to this old relationship. Or in fact, the new person could never show up because you would never be ready for this new person. Mm-hmm. And in the meeting of the new person and the exciting feelings of this new adventure, all the past pain is erased, only because your perspective is different. So you must know that in this moment, it's a detail of perspective. It's a side effect of your perspective. You are looking at an illusion that something wrong has happened. Your inner self sees the reality of what's happening. And so tonight, if you met someone brand new who was the best thing that you ever imagined in your life, you would feel less negative emotion because now you have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So then, it's your choice of perspective. Now, do you have any choice over your perspective?
I do, but I feel sometimes that I don't. It's like that's why I'm mad at myself, because sometimes, like when I wake up the night or this morning, I can feel this all going on, and I feel like, don't you know anything? Don't I know how to change my perspective after all this time?
You know. But intellectually, you understand that if you could change your perspective, you would not feel negative emotion.
Right.
Because we have proven now through your own life that you, once your perspective changes, the negative emotion goes away. Mm-hmm. So you are choosing not to choose a new perspective, which is fine. There is nothing wrong with that. Because in this negative emotion, you are going to birth desires that are going to lead you, guess where they're going to lead you? Mm-hmm. Right to where you truly want to be.
Right.
And so, now, do you have an attachment to this relationship you're talking about?
Do I have an attachment? I would say I do.
Excellent. And why do you have an attachment?
Partly because there's some truly good things there, and partly because I feel obligated.
Excellent. And so if you didn't believe there was anything good, and if you didn't feel obligated, you'd have no attachment. And without attachment, you'd have no negative or limited perspective.
Right.
So now you're choosing to attach something about what this relationship means about you and who you are being in this relationship. Mm-hmm. And for you to come to the next level of your expansion, to be more authentic of who you truly are, you'll have to reassess who you're being, this obligation that you're feeling, this need to feel worthy in the eyes of someone else who can't know you, mm-hmm. this need to receive love by being good. And if you're not receiving love, that means you're not good. All of these limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. And so you couldn't be here now in that relationship had you not done the work you've done so far. Yet you're at the very beginning stages of this. Mm-hmm. And so the manifestation came up so that you could see yourself from a new perspective. You can see what your limiting beliefs are doing. You can see how you're being as you're acting in the inauthentic version of you. Mm-hmm. If you were source, living as source in physical reality with no limiting beliefs, you would not feel negative emotion in this event because it wouldn't mean anything about you. You're source. And that the other person is having their manifestation event as well. And you would say, good. It's good they're having a manifestation event because that is a place of creation of new desires, an expansive experience, and from that expansive experience, they can look at themselves now introspectively and possibly see themselves from a new perspective, which is the purpose of this reality, is to see yourself from a new perspective in every moment. Mm-hmm. Now, you might say, I wish this didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I wish it was different than it is. And if you choose to say that, then you must also choose to say, I'm happy being the victim of circumstances beyond my control. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, I'm glad this happened because I see clearly now. I realize that had I not had these limiting beliefs, had I not had this need of obligation, had I not had these doubts about who I truly am, about my worthiness, then this event would never have happened. So I'm glad it happened because it inspired me to ask this question. It inspired me to take a deeper look. And all you're thinking about now is how to get rid of the negative emotion, how to get your hand off the hot burning stove. Mm. And so you're looking around for whatever you can do to change the conditions because you think that if you change the conditions, you'll feel better. And while that may be true for a little while, pretty soon you'll be back in another manifestation event. Mm-hmm. And so you're learning at the very beginning stages that the urges to change conditions are never going to be effective, that looking over in a different direction and trying to concentrate on something else will not really change your vibration. It'll distract you and you'll feel better. And in feeling better, you might receive inspiration. That's a wonderful thing. But you aren't at the level of the general information that most people can absorb. You're ready for something new. And this is why you were drawn here. You're ready to go deeper. You're ready to actually realize you're the creator of your reality and not say just positive thoughts will change everything. Mm-hmm. As you know, sticking your head in the sand is not going to cause vibrational change. Mm-hmm. Vibrational change comes from what you're thinking, what you're feeling, your perspective, your set of beliefs, what you intended prior to your birth, and what the culmination of your entire life experiences brought you to, including all of your desires, pre-birth and post-birth desires combined, all to bring you here. Now, to go on an exploration of self-discovery, discover who you truly are, to be your authentic self, the only way to enjoy that fabulous exploration is by processing limiting beliefs now, which you intended to do, which is why this relationship was set up for you in the first place. Mm-hmm. You see that? You see the magnificence of the universe. Mm-hmm. You accepted the challenge. You found your way here. That is not an accident. You are a great explorer. You are ready to become a beacon of inspiration to others who are going through the same problems over and over and over and over again because they refuse to look at themselves from a higher perspective. They refuse to identify and process limiting beliefs. They refuse to take responsibility for what they're creating in their reality. Mm. You do not refuse that. You welcome that. Mm. Yet in this moment, you wish things were different than they are, and that's natural, and that's okay. Tomorrow, you'll look at it differently, and you'll get back into feeling good very quickly. You will appreciate this experience, and the moment you meet someone new, you will forget all about this.
I don't know quite what to say, if there's more there or not. I'm sure there is, but...
When you listen back to this, you're in the middle of an issue right now, and there is a lot of illusions going on there. You are not seeing clearly, and so this conversation is really for the benefit of the others who are not living in negative emotion right now. When you feel aligned, you'll listen back to this again, and you'll get it. You'll get every word, and you'll say, look at me, I was in such confusion, and now I see clearly. And that clarity is what you want. And if you had that clarity now, there would be a great subsiding of negative emotion in this moment. And that's like what you're building towards.
I would like to ask you one thing. The situation is that someone was here visiting me for a long period of time, 6 weeks, and they just left the other day. And I was very thankful they did. My challenge is that I feel some sense of guilt that I actually feel that way, but how I'm kind of the realization that, or at least at the higher level, I would like, or I'm supposed to be able to have that person be right here and maintain my alignment and not need them to go away to be in alignment.
Exactly.
And now that they're gone, I'm probably further out of alignment than when I was, they were here, or I don't know how to quite. And so anyway.
When they were here, you felt negative emotion.
Yeah.
You didn't like the feeling of the negative emotion. You dropped into a lower emotional state of being. You dipped into the stream of consciousness of fear. You pulled up an urge. And the urge says, get them out of my sight.
Just wait. Well, actually wait for them to finally leave because I don't want to go through this.
Excellent. Well, you didn't act on an urge to kill them or buy them a plane ticket or leave yourself.
You
stayed in that moment as best you could.
Yeah.
And when they left, you felt relief.
You
felt relief initially because your perception that their presence caused you negative emotion was now subsided, yet you didn't look at why their presence caused you negative emotion because you did not feel worthy in their presence. There was something about their expectation of you, how they were treating you, how you wanted them to treat you, and they weren't seeing you that way, how you wanted to be perceived, and they didn't see you that way. You're trying to project this persona that is not working. You're trying to be something in order to get love is not working. You're trying to control conditions. In absolute acceptance of what is, you might encounter manifestation events. You might think that that person is responsible for how you feel, but all they've done is trigger limiting belief. The limiting belief is always responsible for how you feel. And the beneficial belief too. You could not feel positive emotion without beneficial beliefs. You cannot feel negative emotion without limiting beliefs. If you feel negative emotion and it's not the outside thing making you feel something, that's the approach of the victim. It's the realization that you have a disconnect with who you truly are and who you believe yourself to be. That belief that you are not source or that you're not worthy or you're not good or you're not whatever is based in a limiting belief. You can process that. You don't have to process it in the moment. Most of the time you do. With small manifestation events, you're able to process it in the moment. With big ones that reveal the core insecurity, the core unworthiness, you say, I shouldn't be feeling this way. It's your fault. And if you left, I wouldn't be feeling that way. And then they leave, and guess what happens? You're still feeling that way because you haven't processed the limiting beliefs. Had you processed the limiting beliefs, you would not feel that way, or you'd feel it to a lesser degree.
Okay. I want to just interject that I was doing that okay in the beginning, but what happened is I feel that I just got worn down. My ability to keep that up, I couldn't sustain it somehow. I don't know where that went
wrong. It's practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit of practice, and you had a nice 6 week chance to practice it. Mm-hmm. And thank God you had the time to practice it. And when you come to the clarity that you are enough, that you are worthy, that you have everything you need, and the limiting beliefs that you adopted along the way become more malleable, less restrictive, less limiting, then you'll feel it less intensely. Mm-hmm. And it'll be easier to process and easier to process.
So you what do I do with it now? Like, because I feel in love, because I do get to a place of appreciation and love and think, well, if I get in a good feeling place, then maybe I can address it. It feels that I can't just let it sit there.
Why would you want to do anything to change how you feel?
So I feel better. That's the whole
thing. So you want to control how you feel by doing something.
Yeah, I guess so.
And isn't that based in control and fear?
Okay.
In absolute acceptance, you can accept how you feel, and you can accept that tomorrow you'll feel less intense negative emotion, and you can accept that a month from now you'll feel less intense negative emotion. And you might be in a place tomorrow after meditation to write down the manifestation event, write down the limiting belief, write down all the proofs that proves is false. Have you done that so far?
No.
And
well, I did, you actually, I, no, that's not true. I did do it before in the beginning, but I haven't done it again.
But it became intense. And so when you are ready, you'll be inspired to pick that up.
Okay.
Not to control the negative emotion, but simply to do the process that you know how to do.
What do you mean not to control the emotion? Isn't that the whole point, is to feel good?
The whole point is not to control your way to feeling good, but to allow your way to feeling good.
Okay.
At some point, your natural state of being is well-being, feeling good. That's your natural state of being. You don't feel that now because your perspective is off and you're choosing a limited perspective. At some point, you will naturally regain your alignment without doing anything. Mm-hmm. You will naturally regain your alignment.
Okay.
Now, if you want, for fun, you can write a list of things you appreciate. You can take a walk on the beach. You can imagine how many people would love to be in the setting where you're living. Mm-hmm. You could really appreciate everything that's good. You can listen to some more podcasts. You can talk to some friends. You can have a phone call with anyone on this call right now. You can do things, but when you're inspired, not to control conditions. Now, if you were to say, I feel negative emotion, I'm going to try and change these conditions, I'm going to walk on a beach, you're going to walk on the beach and run right into another manifestation event because you're taking an urge to try and do something to control conditions.
I'm confused with what you just said. You just said I could do that and it would maybe help me feel better. But then you said if I do it because I want to feel better. I'm confused.
You're confused. Do you understand that if you are in alignment and receive inspiration, that inspiration will lead you to the highest good? If you're out of alignment and you go into the stream of consciousness of lack and pull up an urge to change the conditions, even if that urge is to walk on the beautiful beach in Mexico, you will realize that that effort to change the conditions, even though to your old self or many other people, that is a beautiful, pleasant thing to do. Yep. It wouldn't be pleasant for you in that moment because you're living in negative emotion, trying to change a condition.
Okay.
The exact same thing as having the urge to punch the wall, having the urge to get into a fight with someone.
Yeah, I got it all.
You feel that's going to change. Having the urge to drink a bottle of tequila. You know that's not going to be for your highest good.
No.
It might change how you feel in a moment, but later on, you're going to be beating yourself up for it in another manifestation event.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't do, thankfully.
Very good. So relax.
What do I do?
Allow it to be. Allow yourself to feel it. Feel the tension. Feel the negative emotion. Realize this is not who you are, and that with a bit of time, you will gain a new perspective that this is all beneficial. It's all working out. If you knew what was going to happen over the next 3 years, mm-hmm. you would not feel negative emotion now because you would know for sure that this event led to something spectacular.
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent. Very good.
Thank you.
Who's next? We got time for one more.
I have a question.
Jump in.
Okay. So I'm on a spiritual journey and my husband is not supportive.
From your perspective.
From my perspective.
Actually, your husband is unbelievably supportive.
So why?
Because without him, you could not be on a spiritual journey. It wouldn't even be a spiritual journey. He is the linchpin of your spiritual journey. He is reflecting back to you every one of your limiting beliefs. So continue. We did not mean to.
That's okay. So I wanted to go to, I went to an event and I had such a wonderful time. And I told him about it and he had a lot of judgment.
Good.
And I wanted to go back and he, because I told him, well, the person who's running the event, he spoke, they spoke together and he didn't feel comfortable. The person running the event did not feel comfortable me going since my husband wasn't being supportive. And before I had him talk to him, I said to him, I guess that was control. I want his support. So, and he talked to him and he didn't sound supportive. So the person who was running the event kind of banned me from going to the event.
There couldn't be a better thing. Could not be a better outcome. You're just perceiving it as an unwanted outcome because you're attached to what you think you want. But what you truly want is a spiritual journey to discover who you truly are in your authentic power as a sovereign creator of your reality. Now, as a sovereign creator of your reality, if you were source itself, would you care what your husband thought? As the creator of the universe, all the worlds, the sun, the moon, the earth, all the trees, all the water, all the animals, would you care what this one individual in physical reality, would you care what this one individual thought?
No.
Now, would you care what the spiritual teacher thought? You would never put him on the phone with your husband. He would just go or not go. You see. It's simply from your not understanding the power that exists within you. And without your husband and without the spiritual leader and teacher, you wouldn't have this manifestation event. You wouldn't get to see this perspective. Why do you care what anyone thinks? You do what you're inspired to do. You do not need approval from anyone. That is the old approach to life. As long as I get these other people to approve of me, then I can do what I want to do. The reverse is true. I do what I want to do, and if they approve, awesome. If they don't approve, awesome. If I feel negative emotion about them not approving, I get to process a limiting belief and come closer to my realization of my limitless nature as source, living in a physical reality, here to create the life I intended to live, to discover my soul's purpose. So this beautiful event was completely made possible by this wonderful human being you call your husband. And your perspective that he should be different than he is your indication that you're not quite aligned with who you are as a spiritual leader, teacher, explorer, source itself, magnificent being, limitless being, creator of your reality. Do you see? Without your husband, you couldn't see that. If he said, yes, honey, go, have a wonderful time, you would never have this realization of who you're being. You're not quite being the spiritual explorer because the explorer gets to the top of the hill and gets to see what's never been seen before. You just got to a top of a hill and you think, that view isn't a good one, but the view is a fantastic one. You wish the hill wasn't there, that you didn't have to climb up it. But if you never climbed up that hill, there would not be this new view, this new perspective. You want the perspective, and no one in your life enables new perspectives of who you are more than him. And without him, this exploration would not be as full as it is. And so all you need to do is accept it all. Accept yourself for resisting his control, his perception that he's controlling you. Accept him for not understanding how you see reality, because he accepts you for not understanding how he sees it. You see? The amount of acceptance that you give to him is the amount that you get back from him, because it's simply a mirror to you. So when he says, I don't think you should go, you say, I absolutely appreciate that opinion. Thank you so much for sharing that opinion. And I'll let you know what I decide. And then you get to choose whatever you want. And so, go ahead.
Well, I did mention him. If I don't go with this place, I would go elsewhere. You know, because so I have an attachment against being controlled. So I'm thinking, am I the one who's controlling?
You're controlling him by saying, I'm going to go. If I don't go to this, I'll just go to somewhere else.
Yeah.
You're negotiating. You're trying to control the situation.
Okay.
This time that you have in the boot camp, relax about all that. Let him be as he is. Throw yourself into whatever you're interested in. Bring up these ideas. If he nixes these ideas and you can't push past the fear to do what you were inspired to do, don't worry about it. Accept it all as perfect. Allow it to be. Allow it to flow. In just a few weeks, you will come to a radically new idea. And what you were interested in the past may not be important anymore. You will be on to something brand new, to a completely new level of awareness that you cannot perceive from where you are now. But in 6 weeks, 7 weeks, you are going to see yourself from such a high perspective that you'll say all of that stuff in the past was silly. I am going to operate now as who I truly am. Mm-hmm. And you will not get inspiration that will cause this conflict unless it's there to bring up this limiting belief. And so sometimes when you're inspired to do something, the full intent of that inspiration is to lead you perfectly into a manifestation event like this, so that you get to see yourself from another perspective, exactly in line with everything you wanted. This event itself, this event with your husband, that negative emotion, this question coming up, will lead to more benefit than 6 months on some spiritual retreat. This is where the spiritual journey is. This life with that person. That's what it's all about. When you embrace that and you are thrilled with how you can now feel the resistance in you to him, you can wish that he was different than he is, and you can realize you're operating from the old approach to life of victimhood. You are the creator, and you are going on a journey to sovereignty, to where everything lines up, where there is no massive conflict. There's just a little wobble here and there. You'll see it if you give yourself a little time. You're on the way there perfectly. You're an amazing, limitless, magnificent being of pure positive love and acceptance, and you're figuring that out, and you're figuring out how that is accomplished. This has been an amazing conversation with explorers of which the universe has never seen before. You are embarking on a journey of self-discovery for which very few can even comprehend. You are leading the way forward. Others will follow. You are here now. Embrace this idea of yourself as source, as explorers, as moving forward towards the intentions you set prior to your birth, as being here now and ready for more, and more will come. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
Thanks a million. Thank you guys for your amazing questions.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.